We're kind of back for a sad reason, but it's a celebration of life.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
we're glad to be back, but we're
We are
sad to be
glad
back for the
for this
we needed it
reason.
we needed to come back though.
We did need to. It's been almost six. Actually, it's been 6 months, I think. It's been a
Yeah,
long
well, you know,
time.
it's been a very busy winter and spring.
It has
You and
been.
I ha you and I were very working very closely.
Yes.
I don't want to tell your story, but you and I were working very closely for a long time.
We were collaborating on another project.
We were collaborating on another project.
Yeah. I got another house. That's
Yeah, you
basically it.
did. Thank
Yeah.
God.
All right.
My best clients.
So
But I that might be the that might be it though.
that's it.
But
That's it.
that's good though.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, it's been a hot minute. This is
Yes.
episode 31.
Hell yeah, it is.
By the way, I don't think I've said it. This is Automatic Rewind. And we're almost up coming up on Bourbon Boy season.
It's gonna be
It's
interesting.
gonna be, yeah. It is going to be
Is a
interesting. Yeah. But yes, so the celebration of life is for Sam Neill. So this one we're going to do a little bit different. We're not going to go over a movie. We're just going to kind of go through Sam Neill's catalog and talk about the man. And in the green room, I thought I had a lot more. So I think Cuz is going
Yes,
to
that
be
makes sense.
driving this train a lot. But I will have some things to say. I do like Sam Neill, but before we get into Sam Neill, cuz what you drinking?
What am I drinking? So I'm double fisting, but the one specific drink I'm drinking is a Pinot Noir from New Zealand, called Jules Taylor, because our principal in this particular episode may not have been born in New Zealand, but he considered himself New Zealand, and he had a winery in New Zealand called Two Paddocks, which I guess is a reference to Jurassic Park. But I couldn't find it, and frankly, I looked it up online, and bottles were going for like $70. I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I like the guy, but hey, how much do I like him?
Shit ain't famous.
But also, I thought, yeah, no, damn right, y'all. But honestly, another thing, I mean, like, you know, I think I would have had to have it delivered. I mean, that ship sailed a long time ago.
Well, I'm having. Wait,
Yes.
you said you're double fisting. You told us the wine. What's the other one?
Oh, damn it. I wish we hadn't said anything. I'm also drinking a Surfside. I mean, it's, you know,
Oh, okay.
Florida in the summer, baby.
I know.
And I,
What flavor of
this
Surfside?
is a strawberry lemonade vodka or something like that.
Okay.
I will say this for those who care, the of the non-carbonated ones, I like Surfside and Sun Cruisers. And Sun Cruisers, though, I cannot drink any of their tea ones. I find them all gross. Surfside's tea, like half and halves, those are actually tasty. So
Okay.
I thought I just hated blanketly the, you know, Arnold Palmer-y type, you know, alcoholic things, but it's literally, it was just Sun Cruisers. So
Okay.
what about you, bud?
I'll get to what I'm drinking in a minute, but the Surfsides, I do appreciate their tea. I don't think I've had a Sun Cruiser, maybe I have. I do appreciate their tea, but as I said in the green room, I get wicked acid reflux from that. So 50s right around the corner, man.
That's a
Sucks.
that's a tough trade-off, because the
Yeah.
non-carb means they go down like water,
Yes.
but then the acid reflux, you're like, hey, maybe I don't need to have all eight tonight, you know?
But I'm having a High Noon limited flavor release transfusion.
Oh, nice. Yes.
For those
Good.
that don't know, Gus is kind of a golfer.
Kinda.
Kind of.
That like was the focus point of the house purchase.
Yes, it was.
What I think there's an alcoholic transfusion drink, like another one, right? Are there a
Yeah,
couple out there?
the transfusion.
There, no, I mean in a can, like not
Oh
a bottle.
yeah, so I saw one the other day at Publix.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But then what we do typically is we buy like pre-mix and just add the vodka to it. We'll do that as well.
Got some cans of that lying around a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of, there's a certain brand that we do get.
Yeah.
But these are good. The High Noon, I'm sure that they won't last forever. I will say this though, they're extremely sweet. And when it's, I don't know, summertime in Florida and I'm out playing golf at like 1 in the afternoon, sometimes it's a little too hot for a High Noon transfusion. Sometimes I'll need to just go ahead and get a Miller Lite or something, but
Yeah. Is
because
it
they're just so
Owens? Is
sweet.
that the
Yes, it's
brand?
Owens. Yes,
Owens, yeah, that's
100%. Yeah.
the general mix one. Because I
Yeah.
was looking, I was like, I know the box. I just looked it up because I was like, I know what the box looks like, but there's no chance I'd remember the name.
It's got like a donkey or some shit on it, right?
Yeah, it does actually.
Okay.
I guess you'd know better than I would, but yeah, no, I get that. I get that. You know, what sucks is I find myself drinking like just straight up light beers, and I'm like, oh God, I'm so full. And I'm, or even like, and I'm like, this fuck. I mean, I really appreciate the no carbonation. Let me be clear. I appreciate that, but I'm not, you know, like it, but it does have its side effects. I mean, you know, acid reflux, not getting used to regular beer. So these are big ones. Anyways.
All right, Sam Neill.
Yeah, Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
Why we're
So
here, yeah.
why we are here. So good old Sammy Neill. He was born in Northern Ireland. Am I getting that right? Yes, he was born in Northern Ireland to a British mom,
Okay, I
I
believe you.
think, and a New Zealand dad.
Right.
So English mother. Yeah, he was born to an English mother and a New Zealand father in 1947. So he passed away. He was 78 years old. He passed away, what, a couple days ago, July 13th. Today's what,
Yeah.
the 20th, 19th,
18th, yeah.
18th? Yeah. So yeah, just a few days ago. But he moved to Christchurch, New Zealand in 1954, and that's, as you said,
What he
he
called home, yeah.
called home there. So had all kinds of citizenship. He had New Zealand, British or UK, sorry, and Irish. I don't know how you get the Irish. Is that part of a Northern Ireland thing? You automatically get it? I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either, because Northern Ireland's part of
Part of
the
UK.
UK.
Yeah. You know, they had the troubles
There's
there
a
for a
kind of
while.
a, yeah, I was gonna say, there's kind of a rift there
But
that
yeah,
they
a little
don't
bit.
like. Yeah. But is Northern Ireland where all like the most of the conflict was, like the Belfast, right?
Belfast,
Yeah.
yeah.
Belfast.
Belfast, yep.
Yeah, so.
I don't
Okay. I don't know. So
know.
yeah, well, I guess what I'm wondering is like the you have royalists or loyalists, and you have
Well, you got Catholics and
Catholics and
Protestants.
Protestants. It's basically the divide,
That's
but
the divide, yeah.
you know, like obviously the Protestants aligned themselves with the throne. So my question is, like, did the Catholics consider themselves just regular Irish?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't
Because
know.
like you
I
watch a
don't know.
movie like, you know, like, Patriot Games. That was like centered around the conflict,
Right.
you know, the IRA, et cetera. And you see like graffiti like in Belfast, and it says Brits out.
Yeah.
But like you're part of the UK, so that's why
Part of the UK.
I'm not really well versed, I guess, you know. You know who we need is Malt Liquor.
We do.
Tell us.
He could tell us all about it.
Good.
He
I'm
could.
sure he's rolling his eyes right now. It's pretty good. No, that's okay. That's worth it then.
And in 1989, he married Noriko Watanabe,
Hell yeah.
but they'd separated in 2017. Says four children. I don't know if they're all with her or like what's going on with all that. You never know with these actor types.
Know.
But
I'm not
yeah.
here to disparage his legacy, but yes, I
Nah,
agree.
yeah.
He's
Oh, there
had.
you go. He bangs some waitress. He bangs some actress named Lisa Haro
Ooh.
while filming The Final Conflict, and they had a son.
Ooh.
And Noriko Watanabe was a makeup artist, and they had
Ah.
one daughter together. So apparently he's had, I don't
Multiple
know,
baby mamas.
multiple baby mama. That's the Irish in him.
Yeah, maybe we don't hold him up on the pedestal we thought we should. Hell of an actor, though. Hell of an actor.
So he's also a sir. He's Sir. I'm sorry. This is I didn't give his actual name. Sir Nigel John Dermot Sam Neill. I don't know where Sam comes from. Probably from the Nigel John Dermot. But I wonder where the sir is from. The sir.
Yeah. Is it?
Like,
Would he accept a knight?
are the knights in New Zealand the same as?
I
Because
think it's under the
it's
crown.
under the crown, right?
Yeah, KCVO, man. Knights of the Victorian Order. Knight, wait, KC, so Knight Commander of the Victorian Order. And the only reason I know what that is because, again, in Patriot Games, the movie, pardon me for not reading the book, he was granted. When he remember he saved, remember when Jack Ryan saved, that would not have been Sam Neill, that would have been Harrison Ford. He saved that family from the car bomb in the beginning, and they knighted him. But you're obviously not called sir though, if you're not a subject. Anyways, that's a good story. So, yeah, that's wild. I presumed he was a sir, but the Northern Ireland, I don't know, Northern Ireland, New Zealand. I mean,
Who
maybe he's
knows?
a loyalist or
Maybe.
whatever the bad guys are. Whoever the bad guys are.
Yeah. Don't know.
This is a really, we're a little rusty. Look, we're shaking off some rust. All right, come on.
Little bit, a little bit.
Come on.
All
Also,
right. So.
we decided that our first podcast back in 6 months, we'd completely change the format.
Correct. And
Not.
we did.
We're doing good.
And we did no prep. I did no prep.
You did some
I
prep.
did some prep. I did some prep.
You
I
watched a
did.
movie and a
I watched,
half.
yeah, a
Movie
movie
in the
and a,
beginning.
and a, and
Right.
a, yeah, I'm not watching this shit. But yeah. Oh shit, he was appointed Order of the Order of the British Empire in 1991.
Oh,
Whoa,
man.
that was before good old Jurassic
Yeah.
Park.
Hell yeah.
And the other one, The Hunt for Red October. Holy
Yeah.
shit. Okay.
Yeah, we're
Man, I
good. We're
am
good. No, we're good. We're
we're
good. We're
good.
good.
All right. All right. I'm gonna let you take this here for a little bit. Let's
No,
let
I just wanted to rattle off like maybe a couple of the movies I've seen, and I know you've seen them all. That I excuse me, I've seen a handful of his movies. Like I think we both decided we haven't seen more than 10, or even movies or TV shows.
Right, yeah.
Because but starting from the earliest, I'm aware. He played what's his name? Damien in The Final Conflict, which was The Omen. Like
Yep.
the wrap up to The Omen, he played like the Antichrist. So yay. He was also in this wacky movie from 81 called Possession, which was just it's one of those real artsy Euro movies. There's a lot of like bizarre like monster symbolism and blood and suicide and just a bunch of weird shit. And I did not see the whole thing of that, and I'm okay with that. But then when I years later, I saw this movie called Dead Calm, starring Billy Zane and of course Nicole Kidman. And that was about just a random old couple who found a dude adrift, Billy Zane. He turned out to be a psycho. It was intense. It was it was like a movie on a boat, like a nice little sailboat out in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of movies about that, some sci-fi, some whatever. This was straight thriller, very bizarre. Good. I'm not gonna gloss over this, but I just want to mention it for now. But I know this is gonna be a focal point of our discussion. But you mentioned The Hunt for Red October in 1990. We brought I randomly brought up Patriot Games, but it was a Tom Clancy novel turned movie. Starring the fame, starring Alec Baldwin as Jack Ryan, but Sam Neill played a small but I think fairly important role. Vasily Borodin, he was one of the defectors under Sean Connery's wow, whatever his name was.
Command
Yeah, I was
under
trying to remember his name. It doesn't matter. This isn't about Sean
oh
Connery.
yeah oh Connery's name
Yeah, what was it?
crack 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 started with a
Krasazinovich.
K, right?
Something the bitch?
I don't know.
No, he
I
was
just know
Lithuanian by
he was
birth.
Lithuanian by birth. Yeah, I was about to say it was
Sorry, I didn't want to. Ramius.
Ramius. Yes,
That's a fucking cool name.
Ramius.
His name was Marco, so that might be where you were
Yeah.
running. And then the I don't want, and certainly we're not going to gloss over his next installment in, I would say, history. I remember seeing this in a theater, and I'd like to know yours. Oh, well, actually, let me just say, Memoirs of Invisible Man. It was a Ch Chevy Chase movie.
Oh, that's right.
It
He
was
was in
actually,
this?
yeah, he played the head, I guess CIA guy trying to stop him. It was actually a very good movie. Obviously, it's not going to win any awards, but he was in The Piano. Did you see that? That was
I
critically
did not.
acclaimed. Anna Paquin won like a youngest Academy Award winner, blah, blah,
Anna
blah.
Paquin came out in 93. How old was she? Is she our age?
No, I think she's a little bit younger. Yeah, she was in it.
She's 43. Okay. So, I mean, it wasn't, she
Oh, is she
wasn't
43? God,
43.
I always remember her as.
And she's a Canuck.
Yeah, that's okay. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not okay, but
Yeah.
we'll let it slide this particular time. We're trying not to
Sure.
disparage anyone in this movie.
Sure. Oh, Harvey Keitel was in that too.
Yeah.
Holly Hunter. Man, maybe I should check this out.
Yeah, I'm a Holly Hunter fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I like her. I like her crooked little mouth. So then that's her movie. But okay, let's not bury the lead here. 1993, this a groundbreaking movie, Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, had visual effects, practical CGI, real like it's weird watching a movie like that with like the effects and wondering why movies today look like such shit with like computer generated images. It's like why did they nail it in 93? I mean, they had a lot of practical stuff though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they didn't. I didn't see Sirens. Oh, this is another one I'm going to bring up later. In the Mouth of Madness. It's a John Carpenter movie. It's one of John Carpenter's like very slept on brilliant works. It's totally insane and crazy. It's got a very Stephen King feel, I should say. Restoration, very critically acclaimed. Never saw it. Why would I? Okay, Event Horizon. So this is a. Did you say cosmic sci-fi horror movie? It's
Yeah. Yep.
real. It's spooky. It's been described as a haunted house movie in space. I've got some things to talk about that later. He was in a miniseries called Merlin that was on Sci-Fi. That was good. I only watched it once though, so don't. Bicentennial Man, The Omen. Let's see, Jurassic Park 3. You know, I think we're. I don't want to. I'm not
You're
gonna.
missing one, maybe two.
Did I that you liked? Okay.
Well, Peaky Blinders.
No, I hadn't gotten there.
Oh,
I'm going
sorry.
in
Oh,
what's it called
chronological.
order. Yeah, Chronicle.
Okay.
Daybreakers was kind of like this weird like vampire movie. I watched it on back when Netflix sent out actual DVDs. So I watched that quite a while ago. But yes, the last thing I saw of him that I can recall, you just mentioned. Oh, he was in Thor Ragnarok, and he was in another Jurassic World. You know, one of those wacky new ones with Chris Pratt. He re they you know he just whatever it is reprised his
He reprised
role,
his role.
yeah, in Jurassic World Dominion. But yeah, he was also in Thor Love and Thunder, which I didn't see. Anyways, yes, not sleeping on this. The reason this topic really spoke to both of us was he had a you know not a you know a season and a half, 2 season long character in a great show on Netflix called.
Peaky Blinders.
That's right. We did mention it, but it's still
The Tudors? Sorry.
it's not to be slept on. It's a great television show. Did you see the movie, by the way?
The new one?
Yeah,
I have
the Peaky
not.
Blinders movie.
Not yet.
Okay, I'll reserve my comments then.
Okay.
I'll let you.
It's only Tommy, right? He's the only one left, right?
Sister was in it for a little
Oh,
while.
okay. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she stayed alive.
I mean, not for a little while. The whole thing. Johnny Dogs,
Yeah.
and then the two guys from the shipyard.
Okay.
But yeah, most of his kin are either
Yeah.
didn't want to reprise their roles, or weren't invited, or didn't want to. And then, of course, his sister, or not his aunt Polly, she had died a couple years
She
ago.
died, yeah.
Yeah, they had to write her out of a
Yeah.
season. But that's a great show, man.
Yeah.
All around. Did you like the whole? Do you like all the seasons or
Oh yeah.
okay?
I like all of them. So, I mean, yes.
I don't
It's
like them all the same, but I
right.
like them all.
Yeah, I think there's a little, they a little, towards the end
Yeah.
kind of goes off the rails a little bit. There's or the like the lulls in the middle seasons, and
Yeah.
so it is what it is. It's just like any other series. You have really good or
Yeah.
great seasons, and then you have some meh seasons. So,
Yeah, the whole fascism in UK, totally real, apparently. I had to look it up. All of it was real. The guy, the bad guy,
Yes, it
was real.
was real. Yeah.
That's why, unfortunately, I knew what happened to him. And so, I was like funny. I was like looking it up and they're like, yep, real guy. And I'm like, dear God, I mean, that's so bizarre. Not bizarre, of course, but scary how close Nazism and fascism came to the UK. I mean, one could say they're on the right track now, with their archaic speech laws. Anyways, but I mean, of what I just mentioned, I know you haven't seen as much as I have, and which is still not, even like a percentage of his a high percentage of his, work. What is your, like, I guess we can break this down because I want to know, like, what is your favorite role of his? It can be Peaky Blinders as a whole, and what did you think he'll be most remembered for, like, as his, like, most iconic role? I think that one is probably obvious, but like, what is your favorite then? I mean, let's just agree that I think Alan Grant's probably his most famous role,
Yeah, I
right?
mean that's what he's known for. I mean that's it. Like, Jurassic Park. And to be honest, if you would have asked me this question 20 years ago, well, maybe longer than that, I probably would have said like I liked him better in Jurassic Park than anything else, but I've always loved the movie, Hunt for Red October. Always have loved the movie. I just think now in my older age, I have more appreciation for it, and it's just grown and grown and grown. And I think Vasily is a major part, even though it's not a major role, it's a major part in that movie. And he knocks it out of the park, in my opinion. So yeah, like I, for me, it's the Hunt for Red October. It's Vasily. It's,
That's your
like,
favorite
yeah,
of
that's
his,
my favorite. 100%. I mean, I do like Peaky Blinders, don't get me wrong. Like,
Of course.
Peaky Blinders is top five for me, series I've ever seen. And he was fantastic. He was season one, right? Season one and two, I
Yep,
think.
one and
Yeah.
two.
Which to me are the best seasons. But yeah, and it was in large part because of him, and then because of his mole. What was her name? Oh my God.
His wife.
No, Annabelle Wallace, the blonde.
Oh
So,
yeah, I mean, I meant Tommy's girl.
oh yeah, it was
Yeah,
Tommy's girl. Yeah, but she came in. She was undercover
Un
with
working under him, yeah.
working under Major, the Major. Yeah,
But she was just a real peach.
she was.
I think we
She
all
was.
miss her.
She was lovely.
Grace.
Yes, Grace was her name. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's definitely a hunt for the Hunt for October. Disappointed that, spoiler alert, that he died. I would have loved for him to see Montana, but
Yes, big round woman.
yes, and
Yeah,
rabbits,
it's.
and
And we'll cook and eat them.
yeah.
I mean, the rabbit is a delicious meal. The what I would say, just to kind of piggyback on what you said about Hunt for October, I think that's a movie we're possibly due down the road. So I mean, we're not gonna like overanalyze.
I thought we've done it. We haven't done that one?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm
Well, I
good.
mean, if we have, we're still not. Then the same thing remains. We're not going to overdo it with this movie, but the analysis of it, I should say, but the analysis of Vasily's character, he. It's funny because, like I remember like the radar guy, the whatever, not the mechanic, but the guy who was in charge of like the propulsion.
The Russian?
The Russian on the Russian, yeah, on the Russian side, the guy who talks shit, about, who said he was relieved,
I know, and then he actually wasn't. He just kept working. It's like, wait a minute. The
Anyway,
captain just said you're
you're
fucking real.
relieved.
You're relieved. And he's
I'm
still
like,
working.
what
Anyhow.
the fuck? So, but my point is that like I think like the we and I don't think it's fairly obvious that we as a fan base were supposed to kind of sympathize most with Vasily, because he had like a real sweet nature about him,
He did. He did.
and especially the way he talked and the way he dreamed about America and all
Yeah.
that shit.
And a true naivete about
Yes,
America.
yes, yes. Now, I mean, he was right on, though. I mean,
Yeah.
that is the American dream. Now, I mean, handed it to you because you're a defector.
Right.
might be some good old boys that have a problem with that, but hey, not me, man. Not me. But so to answer my own question, I'm sorry, I'm not, I agree. See, now I think his most iconic role is, of course, Jurassic Park,
Gotta be, yeah.
but my, I see, I remember seeing that in the theater and how much it impacted me. That was a really great summer of movies, as I recall, 93. And I want to say my sister had just graduated high school. My mom took her on vacation. So it was my dad and I going to some movies while they were gone. And we saw that. And I remember the theater experience watching Jurassic Park. And then, I mean, it was outstanding. I, you know, like I said, I've already kind of touted that. I mean, we could do that movie someday for all we know. But I do remember, like, I guess it was later that year, as football season started, a former Bourbon boy, Larry, had this shirt, or maybe I had the shirt. One of us had, like, we had like competing badass football Gator football shirts, and one of us had the shirt that said Jurassic Park, and it was talking about the swamp. And I vividly remember that shirt, but I mean, I just remember that's how ingrained the movie was into like our culture. You know,
Right.
it was wonderful. And you know, there was no small part to him. Jeff Goldblum, outstanding. Laura Dern was great.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Attenborough, whatever, one of the Attenboroughs.
One of the Attenboroughs.
Yeah, played the millionaire.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum, of
Did you
course.
already say his
I
name?
did, but I mean, you know,
Oh,
he's
sorry.
worth mentioning twice.
Sorry.
There's a whole analysis you can do about that
Newman.
movie too.
Newman was
Yeah,
in the
that's
movie.
right. That's right. And Samuel L.
Samuel L.
Jackson,
Jackson.
yeah, with that the greatest cigarette,
I know.
just talking with the cigarette and at the ash,
Hold on to your butts.
and then hold on to your butts, and then you had to go manually. That was horrible. I remember
Man,
how
you.
excited he was to, you know, like how confident he was to go reset the system at the
Oh,
tower.
yeah.
And then spoiler alert, he gets his everything bitten off except his arm,
Yeah.
Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Arnold.
And then I liked the hunter who was in charge,
Yeah.
the game warden, I guess
Yeah.
you could call him, badass
What was his name? I can't remember.
Muldoon or something like that. It was
Yeah.
something, but he's got the greatest, you know, like a very famous cult classic quote where he goes, "Clever girl,"
Clever girl. And that's it.
and that's it. Yeah,
That's it.
and that was it.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, you're done, dude. Muldoon, nice. I promise I pulled that out of nowhere. I didn't look it up. So you tried to watch Event Horizon
I
recently.
did, yeah.
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 And you just couldn't get past the credits, as I
No,
recall.
not at all.
I mean,
It's just
that
not my speed. And hey, I liked everybody in it,
Yeah, golly, man, Larry Fishburne, my boy.
yeah, he's great.
He's actually very, I rewatched it for this podcast. He's very good.
Yeah, but I just I couldn't do it. I thought too when like running through the trailer that I saw Laura Dern in that as well, but apparently
Nah,
she's not in it.
it's some other blonde. Oh, you know who she was? She was in, do you remember that movie Nip Tuck or TV show Nip
Yeah,
Tuck?
of course.
She played the wife, the blonde wife, that hot one, but she is or should I say she's British.
Well,
That
there's
but we're
nothing
not
wrong
gonna
with
hold
that.
that against her.
No,
Yeah, of course
no.
not. I have a funny little anecdote about that movie. I was watching it with someone we know in college, and the fellow Jolie Richardson is that girl's name. The funny part is our friend had already seen it, Event Horizon. He was very excited to show me and somebody else
Is
in
it
the
Larry?
dorms. Yeah, it was Larry.
Yeah, okay.
The problem is I could feel him tense up, like he was sitting next to me or like in the, you know, whatever, dorms are not big, but he was, you know, within my peripheral,
Right,
and I
yeah.
could like kind of see him, almost like feel him get excited. Oh God, that sounds horrible. Sense that he was, no, that's not going to come over well either. I could tell when he was anticipating something in the
Yeah.
movie about to happen. Whether it was just like, he said something or, unintentionally, like he wasn't trying to spoil the movie, but it was just so funny. It's like, I was kind of like, it is literally the same thing as like you show somebody a movie you like and you're staring at them for their reaction. He was doing that for us. And I was like, it kind of took some of the fright away from it. I mean, it was still gory, weird. It's got a, and we're never going to do it on this podcast. I mean, the movie's about a ship. It's the future, of course. A ship that develops some sort of gravity drive that, like, instead of using this fictitious, I mean, it's fictitious in itself, but instead of using light speed, which doesn't exist, what it does is it creates a wormhole at the, on one side of the galaxy and then drops you off on another side of the galaxy, according to the movie, right? Well, a problem is this ship, it disappears, right? And now it reappears like 7 years later. And so they send a salvage, or not a salvage, but like a military space crew out to go find out what the hell's going on, anchored by Lawrence Fishburne, but guest starring Sam Neill as the guy who designed the gravity drive. Well, it turns out the gravity drive took them to another dimension. Hell-like. Torture, blood, psychological shit. And so it's weird. It's very weird. The visuals are very disturbing. But the movie kind of wraps up kind of quick, which I didn't love. And it is literally like a haunted house movie in space. I think that everybody seems to describe it as such. Sam Neill, spoiler alert, becomes manipulated by the ship, and it's gruesome. But he does a great job. Plays a straight guy who loses his mind, whereas like in Jurassic Park, I don't think he ever loses his cool. He's always got an answer, or like a solution, or like calm. Not in this movie. Yeah, so.
It's interesting just going through. I thought maybe he would have won or at least been nominated for an Emmy, or not an Emmy, for a
Academy Award?
yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Jurassic Park won like best cinematography or some shit like that. And like that's it.
Good gracious.
Yeah, he didn't get anything. He's got a Golden Globe or something like that. So it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
good for you. But yeah, so I was surprised to see that.
I am too. Great actor.
Yeah. Like
Will
I
be
mean,
missed. Not that.
I was also surprised, I think at the time too, and I'm trying to remember Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah, not in that.
No, he's not. And but that brings me to I'm surprised that he reprised his role in Jurassic Park 3.
Three.
Because it seemed like I don't not that he was above it, but it I don't know.
Well, he was clearly disinterested. Now, I mean, maybe he was written out. Because Michael Crichton wrote one and two, or he wrote The Lost World as a sequel to Jurassic Park. I doubt Jurassic Park 3 was based on a novel. It was so stupid. Did you see it?
No.
It had a William H. Macy and
I've only
Taye
seen the
Leone.
first one.
Well, okay. All
Oh,
right.
I'll watch Taylor on
Yeah, but I mean, she's
it. Yeah.
annoying as shit.
Well, yeah, she kind of is.
Her voice, her,
Yeah.
it, I mean, she, and also she was supposed to be playing like a wound up mother of a missing child. So she was supposed to be hysterical. She did a great job. But it was annoying. And William H. Macy was a complete D-bag in that movie. That was a, they just kind of returned to an island that had dinos on it. And in this particular movie, they had pterodactyls, or flying pterosaurs, I should say. And so that was, like the big twist, not the big twist, but like, a new addition. And then that was it for the original trilogy. And then they came up with Jurassic World movies starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, where they reopened the island, but it was a zoo, like the way they intended it. And it was very secure. But then they blah 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 messed with, nature. Jeff Goldblum would have, like done like this to, like naughty naughty to them, because they messed with evolution, blah blah blah, and hell broke loose. And anyways, he all three of the original actors reprised their roles for Jurassic World Dominion. I'm not exactly even sure what the movie was about. I mean, dinosaurs, but a lot. And honestly, this is not This is not good content, but like I followed a lot of this because my kid watched all the Lego movies.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, wow, he's in this. So then we ended up watching it and yada yada. But yeah, I mean, he did reprise this role so three total times, I guess.
Yeah, three.
And I really feel like they were all paycheck, the last two were paycheck jobs.
Probably. It's gotta
Yeah.
be, right? Like,
I mean, especially three. It's so dumb, in my opinion.
because he.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it for that.
No, I was gonna say, like, it doesn't, like, just looking through his filmography, like, I don't see, well, I guess. No, even that was a cameo. But I don't see a lot of big money things that he was
Yeah.
in post Peaky Blinders,
Yeah. I mean,
which was 2014.
well,
So,
he was in the Jurassic World and he did his voice,
well,
he lent his voice for the video games and he
right.
small
Well,
roles like you're saying in
yeah.
Thor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
Yeah.
he probably took those Jurassic Park gigs later on to
Yeah.
get some type of paycheck.
Yeah, to
So,
open his winery or something.
yeah.
Like as Michael Caine, he did Jurassic 4, I mean Jurassic Jaws 4
Jaws
to
4,
buy a
yeah.
house.
Oh, really? That's why I
Yeah,
did it?
he literally says that. He's like, they go, what'd you
Yeah,
think about the.
he was always out of place in that movie.
Oh,
Like
yeah. He played a smuggler.
it's Michael fucking Caine and you're in this
Michael
B-list
Caine.
movie? Anyhow.
It was terrible. But he famously said, like, what'd you think of the movie? He's like, I never saw the movie, but I love the house it bought me.
There you go.
Yeah. And so, hey, good for these folks.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to have Sam Neill pop up? Now, the last movie I'm going to specifically talk about before we just kind of talk about, his career and anything else you want to talk about. I mentioned it previously. It was called In the Mouth of Madness. So, John Carpenter, we did Halloween.
We did.
And he also didn't he do Big Trouble in Little China?
He did.
Yeah. And so this was like a complete like 180 from Big Trouble. In the sense that it was like a very grim, dark, there's no happy ending, spoiler alert. He plays an insurance adjuster because, or investigator, I should say, a famous writer named Sutter Kane, who has got like Stephen King vibes, like real spooky, weird shit. A lot of it's based in a New England town.
Yeah, New Hampshire, it says here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the writer Sutter Kane has gone missing, and so they send an insurance investigator, Sam Neill, who's probably the most by the book, like give me the facts, skeptical individual on earth. And the point of the whole movie is that if you don't mind me quickly spoiling
Go for it.
it, it's kind of Lovecraftian in the sense that there are monsters and demons that exist outside of our dimension, basically. And these monsters manipulate a very popular writer named Sutter Kane to write stories about them so that, in a very Nightmare on Elm Street way, people start believing in them. And the more the belief, and this is my, I've looked this up, but this is not like consensus. This is just what I happen to, this is a theory I happen to agree with. The monsters start gaining power based on the belief of the populace. So the people, st he starts writing these popular books. They start becoming movies, and and there's like all sorts of like episodes of violence in the movie, but it's all because people are losing their minds. And then this guy ends up going to the town that it was fictitious, turns out to be real because the writer invented it. It's just everything. It's real meta too, because in the end of the movie, like you think he's something's happened to him, and then he kind of comes to, or we come to, and he has delivered the most recent iteration or novel that the guy wrote. It has been published, it's been made into a movie, and he's sitting in the theater watching the movie that we have just been watching.
Okay.
Meaning that we, the audience, is now part of the insanity. It's real creepy and weird. It's I mean
Okay.
it's there, I that's there's something about movies like that meta type movies that really, and I don't mean like Facebook, that I really like, that kind of either include the audience, like in a comedy, if someone breaks the fourth wall, like Eddie Murphy does a lot,
Right.
if it, that's fun and kind of welcoming, but this is like in a horror aspect, like you are now part of the movie. It's pretty fucking cool. So that was a good one. How about you, Larry likes that?
There's a no, that does sound interesting. That might be something I would watch, even though it's kind of sci-fi. It sounds creepy,
It's got sci-fi in it, but
which
it's
is
got
it's
more
good.
thriller.
But I mean, it's got like just looking at the list, Bernie Casey's in it, Charlton Heston's in it, Hayden Christensen makes his film debut.
Is that right? I
Yeah,
forgot about, man, I haven't seen it in years. That's
apparently he
weird.
was just a paper boy. Like they
Yeah,
sh like
sure.
it's just a shot of a paper boy, and that's Hayden Christensen. So
Oh.
yeah. He just should have stuck with his paper route.
Yeah, he would have saved his arms and legs. Yeah, but God bless him. Yeah, he died of pneumonia. Sorry, I probably should have.
Oh, Sam Neill, but it was
Yeah.
pneumonia, but he had cancer too.
He did?
Yeah,
Oh, that
blood
poor
cancer.
bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, so the cancer must have
It's the cancer.
so the pneumonia must have kind of
Yeah.
exasperated things.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, I'll read it
Yeah.
here.
I mean, would you be so you'd be willing at some point if we haven't done Hunt for Red October to do that movie like in
A
another like
100%. Yeah.
Did you
Like
see Memoirs of an Invisible Man?
I have. I just
Yeah.
don't remember it because I get it confused with because it's not a comedy, right?
There are comedic aspects only
Right.
because Chevy Chase is in it.
Right.
That's not supposed to be, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like Fletch.
Yeah.
Like, because
Yeah.
I like Fletch is it's a comedy, but it's really not like
It's got a it's a it's got kind of a mystery. I mean, it does have a mystery to
Yeah.
solve in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
it's only because he does some disguises and he does some voices and but it's got a real story behind it, kind of like this. So what do you confuse it with? Because now I'm curious.
I don't confuse it. I just it's
Associate it with
oh my God, I have seen this.
what?
Yeah, it's Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, it is
Yeah,
Daryl
I
Hannah.
was just talking about Daryl Hannah the other day. Man,
No, really? Why?
just talk about underrated.
Yeah.
Never comes up in conversations, and she
No.
is like
She was incredible, and it's weird. The last thing I remember her in was Kill Bill, And she was awesome in that.
Yeah, she
She was
was.
probably the best bad guy in the
Bad
whole.
guy, yeah. She was the nurse, right?
Yeah, the
Yeah,
nurse with the
yeah,
cross
yeah.
with one eye. She got her eye
One eye.
ripped out by pay.
Oh, that was a John Carpenter film as well.
What was?
Memoirs of an Invisible Man. It
Was it really?
was directed by John Carpenter.
We must have mentioned it when we went through his catalog.
I
That's a good.
guess.
Now I remember like cycling through and going, "Oh my gosh!" But yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's wacky.
So there's a movie and I can't remember which one it is. It's Chevy Chase. I just remember him doing like a line of cocaine around a bed and like
Around the
flying.
bed.
Yeah, like there's just a line of white
Ooh.
powder that he does. I can't remember
Gracious. That sounds intensity, intensity. I
what
wouldn't
movie
do it.
that is.
Nah, I don't know.
But what are you gonna
Chevy
do?
Chase. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, but he played a sinister role in that, like a
Sam
down
nailed
to
it.
Sam Neill,
Yeah,
apologize.
yeah, yeah.
He, the principal of our podcast, you're right.
Yeah.
He played like a government agent who was chasing Chevy Chase, who had become invisible based on a scientific fluke. But they handled the invisibility really well, I think.
For being, was it 90?
Well, like, I mean, the effects 93, 4, 5, I don't know, but the effects weren't great.
Right.
What they did was it's like every time we were just looking through the camera, we saw him. But every time you were looking through the eyes or part of the audience, or I mean, part of the cast, you couldn't see him. And so they had to do visual effects and things like that on him, which was kind of cool. But, like,
92.
yeah,
Sorry.
that's all right. It was a funky kind of movie. I often, not for any reason other than the fact that they're both in San Francisco, but have you ever seen Sneakers? We talked about it when we talked
Yeah.
about Robert Redford when he
Yeah.
passed away. We did Spy Game.
Yep.
There are similarities, like government, like sneaky shadow government type vibe. San Francisco, like I said, technology company. Now, obviously, one of them's got an invisible man,
Right.
but the other one's got a guy who's been hiding for 30 years. So, I don't know. There are some surprising similarities between those two movies. Anyways. So I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to. I feel like I keep talking. What are
No,
your?
it's fine.
I mean, I want to know what do you what you know? Did you ever see Merlin?
I did not. So and we talked about this, like when we talked about this in the green room, when he passed, it was like, all right, like one, we need to get back on and do another episode, and two, like let's do this for the great man Sam Neill. And I'm like, we're texting back and forth about it, and I'm like super pumped, and then I started doing a little bit of research. I'm like, holy shit, I really don't know much about Sam Neill. I haven't seen many of his things. I don't know why, but he had an impact on me where I knew who he was, and if he's on the screen, I want to watch it, unless it's Event Horizon.
Mainly.
But it's like, wow, like just in the limited things that I have seen him in, like he had a I don't want to say profound impact on me, because he didn't, but I want to see it, right? Like, I want to see him work. I want to see him act. So.
Well, no, I get it, man. I had kind of a similar thing. Like in the research, the limited research I did for this podcast, I was like, oh yeah, he was in that. Oh yeah, he was in that. You know, those kind of things.
Right.
Memoirs of Invisible Man. Obviously, I know he's in it. He's the main antagonist, but I forgot about that movie. You know, Dead Calm. I never
Yeah.
watched that movie. You know,
Actually, I've seen Dead Calm and I don't remember him.
yeah, no, he was the main guy.
I know, and I don't remember that now.
There you go.
I completely just went against everything that I said, but
No,
I don't.
That's a, I don't want to say missable movie, but I mean, it's not, you know,
Yeah.
whatever. But no, I was in, I'm a very similar situation. Like you go, Sam Neill, by just thinking of Jurassic Park, I must have seen him in other things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I must have loved him from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 roles. But in reality, I've seen 10 of his movies. I couldn't have named 10 yesterday or 2 days ago. But the profound impact that Jurassic Park itself, and of course Sam Neill, had on me. And then I liked Hunt for Red October when I was younger, but I didn't like, I think you said this, you didn't like appreciate it until you got older. And but you know, me being a extremely sensitive soul, Vasily's death, spoiler alert, had a huge impact on me, you know? Like I felt horrible for this fucking guy. So, you know, my point is, it's funny, like I don't even know if he's like got like 10 minutes of screen time or 30 minutes, not even 20 minutes of screen time, but you know, 'cause there's so much other shit going on, but it was impactful, you know? Great actor. And as Event Horizon and In the Mouth of Madness go, like they're both like I want to say, like, I mean, they go from total straight man, almost wimpy. Not that he was wimpy and In the Mouth of Madness, but he wasn't at all. He was very skeptical, let's say, you know, and total character change, like complete 180 in both movies, which is awesome. And I'm glad he was willing to do that too, because Event Horizon's so fucking ridiculous. Excuse my language.
That's all right.
Thank you. I'm saying that to the audience.
I make sure that I click the explicit box when
I mean,
posting
yeah,
it.
that's just the one cuss word. Aren't we allowed one? Isn't
Oh.
this the 80s? No. We can't do that.
No. No. I honestly don't have much else to say.
Yeah. I
But
think, oh, go ahead.
no, I was just gonna say, like,
Yeah.
I think I already said it, like, in the limited things that I've seen him in,
Yeah.
he knocked it out of the park for me. So.
No, I agree. And you know, like I don't want to trivialize his passing, but I'm glad like we got back on the train for this because, you know, at the I mean, it's important. I think Jurassic Park and Hunt for Red October require not require because I don't want to speak for you, but like could have their own episodes and still can. You know, we haven't dived deep into either one of those movies, but I mean, you know, like if you've seen our list, like, you know, we haven't exactly picked shitbox movies, you know. I mean, like these movies are some of my favorites, those two. And he's been in both, you know. And I could put on Memoirs of Invisible Man at any time. Event Horizon is a little more of like a kind of force myself to watch because it's intense. But and same with In the Mouth of Madness. But I feel the same way. Like I Peaky Blinders, these roles that he's been in, as limited as I know him from, were very interesting and very wonderful. And it sucks because, I don't know. And also growing up, knowing who he was, and now he's dead. There's something psychological about that that's fucking with my head too, a little bit, Anyways, but I'm glad we got a chance to kind of, briefly cover his life and also touch on some, movies like that meant a lot to both of us.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it was also back good getting back to this, so definitely missed it. We'll be doing more of these. And how can people find us? Because we may be looking for a new sponsor too, because we forgot to bring him up.
Yeah, I mean, I could bring him up, but we gotta check on that
Gotta
before.
check. Can we check on that?
Yeah, can
Can
somebody
we get?
check on Ronnie boy? But yeah, no, I mean, the first thing I usually say is thanking our sponsor,
Yeah.
and hell of a guy, maybe Pandemic Sauce Company, pandemicsaucecompany.com is still, still up and around. I haven't been there in a while, but we're back. I promise new content, in the future coming up, because I'm real excited. I've got a new spark about movie podcasts lit under me. So don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, follow, and share this episode with your family and friends. There will be more content coming out, hopefully in the next couple weeks. If you have any movie suggestions for us to review, send them to me. That's cousinbailey@gmail.com, CUZZINBAILEY at gmail.com, or reach out to us on Instagram at Automatic Rewind, one word, or on X at Gus and Cuz, CUZ. So, I mean, that's it for me, man, but I'm glad to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, man, this was great. Episode 32 coming up next, and we need to discuss what we're going to cover, but
It's gonna be amazing.
I'm sure we can find something pretty easily.
We got it.
So for Cuz, I'm Gus. We out.